It's 11 minutes after 5 o'clock in the morning. Do you know where your favorite radio show hosts are? Yes, we're all back together. Finally, all back in, well, kind of sort of all in one room. Tom, it's nice to have you back here in the main control room. Welcome back.
So you can reach over and slap me whenever it...
I would not lay my hands on you unless I was trying to, you know, heal you or something.
Okay, sure.
Of liberalism.
I appreciate it.
Is that the cure?
Is that laying out of hands?
Yeah, is the cure for liberalism laying on the hands in an extreme...
If that's the case, I hope I don't start speaking in tongues.
And our newsman is back from vacation, traveling the world. So how was Belize?
I almost did well enough at Saratoga not to return.
Really?
Yes.
The Daily Double?
I was rocking the horses last Monday.
Nice. Way to go, buddy. So
but I took my kids to two Broadway shows and dinner was expensive.
Wow. So you're broke now again.
Money in, money out. Yes.
That's the way it works. May I share with you the little guest that was in your office when you waited when you came back?
Oh, this was fabulous.
I stopped by on the weekend to print something. The printer at my house has gone belly up. So I came by here to print something very quickly. You know what I'm saying, personal use of office equipment.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And I was surprised that Chris was over there in the news studio. And I'm like, well, hey, man, welcome. You're still supposed to be on vacation. Without saying a word, he just looks at me and goes, come with me. I'm like, oh, crap. What? What have I done? And he goes,
that, of course, is the first thing you always think when the boss says, come with me.
And I'm like, what? And as we walk to his office, he points to this large metal pole and he goes, you may need this. And I'm thinking, okay, really, what have I done? He goes, now be prepared. And I'm like, okay. He opens the door and up in the corner is a bat. There's a bat. How did we determine that it got there? Are there a family of them living in the ceiling tiles somewhere?
I'm thinking we have some open ceiling tiles from work that's been done on our roof in the last couple of months.
Okay, yeah.
He was probably small enough. Maybe he could have gotten through one of the air conditioning vents. He was tiny.
I saw one of his relatives fly by me as I came into the studio this morning. Mm-hmm. They're silent little suckers, but it just went right by me, and I thought, oh, great, here it comes.
So, hey, man, we love bats. They eat mosquitoes.
So at first, I screamed like a girl. I screamed like a girl.
Appropriately so. No one's going to blame you for that.
Our part-timers, who we were willing to sacrifice to rabies if necessary,
sure,
went into my office and chased him out the window.
Well, as I was leaving, and make no mistake, okay, once I saw what the situation was, I went about my business, took care of what I needed to take care of, and then said, I got to go. Bye. Chris looks at me like, where are you going? I'm like, no.
Why do people have this this innate fear of bats? Like snakes.
Vampire movies.
Oh, well, okay.
Because they're flying rodents. Who wouldn't be afraid of a flying rodent?
They avoid you.
No, they attack you when you're not thinking. They sink their fangs into your neck. They bleed you dry.
Now,
and
little kids that are listening will believe that now.
And then you turn into a vampire. Ugh. Then what's worse is you star in a series of sucky movies and teenage girls fall in love with you. You don't want that.
I see.
You don't want that at all. That is not appropriate whatsoever.
So that's why you're afraid of bats?
I don't want teenage girls falling in love with you. Entirely inappropriate.
All right.
You, on the other hand, I'm sure would, you know, if you could be any movie monster, which would it be? Dracula, the Wolfman, the Mummy, a vampire, Frankenstein, huh?
Any movie monster.
Yeah, the Invisible Man.
Ooh, the Invisible Man would be cool.
Yeah, that's my favorite.
The Invisible Man. You could do so many things.
Oh, come on. The Invisible Man is because you guys are perverts deep down inside.
No. The Invisible Man is because I'm a cheapskate.
Right. Okay? You could eat other people's food and they wouldn't know it.
You could go to a restaurant and just eat.
Yeah.
You know, I wouldn't eat other people's food. I could fly anywhere I wanted to. Just get on the plane.
No, stop it. We know what you're thinking.
No, I wouldn't. No, I wouldn't.
Another day in the women's locker room. Hey, I'm the Invisible Man.
You know. That would probably get very boring after a while. It'd be like, you know, you've seen one, you want to see them all. It's just, I think being the Invisible Man actually would be the... Although, having some kind of power where you could fly. What any monsters can? Well, Dracula, of course, turns into a bat, and off he goes. Which, I mean, I don't want to turn into a bat in order to fly.
Being invisible would be the second greatest superpower of all time. The first would be time travel. I'd love to be able to time travel.
All right, if you had to have a choice, time travel or have a pause button that you could stop time. Which, but you wouldn't. I mean, you could still function, but everything else complete comes to a standstill. Mm,
that would be very useful as well.
And you could pick and choose who could be with you in your time. You can only pick like one or two people.
That's your ultimate fantasy, isn't it? It is, isn't it? Oh, now we're learning more and more about you every morning. Ah, oh, brother, who is that one person that's on that list?
Oh, it'd be my wife.
Well, of course it would.
WSAU Wisconsin Morning News. We'll be right back.
And now, the funeral service for Blue Oyster Cult's Alan Lanier.
I could have used a little more cowbell. I'm telling you, fellas, you're gonna want that cowbell.
This has been the funeral service for Blue Oyster Cult's Alan Lanier.
I got a fever, and the only prescription is more cowbell.
Central Wisconsin's Badgers Sports Station, AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.